Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 24th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI image abuse, OpenAI criticism, image AI language, AI in film. AI image abuse. 62% of websites and online forums related to child sexual abuse identified by the Internet Watch Foundation in 2024 were located in EU countries. Experts express concern about AI-generated images, noting their potential to create highly realistic depictions that are difficult to distinguish from real photos. This complicates the identification of genuine abuse cases for investigators and moderators. In the reporting year, the IWF identified 181,112 sites, up from 140,911 in 2023. Additionally, the use of AI-generated images rose by 300%, with 245 reports involving such content in 2024. OpenAI criticism. An open letter expresses concern that OpenAI's plan to transition into a profit-oriented structure might jeopardize its nonprofit mission. Among the signatories are Nobel laureate Geoffrey Hinton, AI expert Margaret Mitchell, and computer scientist Stuart Russell. This group, comprised of former OpenAI staff, scientists, and nonprofit organizations, calls for halting OpenAI's restructuring. They oppose shifting control over artificial general intelligence, AGI, development from a nonprofit to a public benefit corporation. The letter argues this change risks undermining OpenAI's founding commitment to develop AGI for the good of humanity. The restructuring would transfer operational control to a new public benefit corporation, weakening legal obligations to public welfare and limiting investor profits. Critics highlight that OpenAI hasn't disclosed who would control AGI technology. Additionally, failure to restructure could financially risk OpenAI, as current funding depends on the restructuring's completion by year-end. Image AI language. Researchers from Hong Kong and the United Kingdom have developed an innovative approach to converting images into digital representations, known as tokens, in a hierarchical structure. Unlike previous methods that evenly distribute image information across tokens, this new approach organizes tokens hierarchically. Initial tokens capture key visual features like basic shapes and structures, while subsequent tokens add finer details, ultimately representing the full image. Experiments show this method improves reconstruction quality by nearly 10% compared to current techniques and requires significantly fewer tokens to achieve similar results. This mirrors how the human brain processes visual information, offering new avenues for AI systems in image analysis and generation. AI in film. Films incorporating artificial intelligence are now eligible for Oscar nominations, as long as they comply with the updated rules of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The new guidelines allow AI-generated content, provided it is used under human supervision, ensuring that AI cannot solely be credited or nominated. This update, driven by debates around AI-assisted films such as The Brutalist and Amelia Perez, underscores the importance of human creativity in filmmaking. While AI aids various production facets, the Academy insists on maintaining artistic integrity. Filmmakers must transparently disclose AI usage, keeping human involvement central to storytelling. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.